Hello.
Good evening. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Could you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? Now, do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else, just for the sake of a research?
Male.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help us. Now, moving forward, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth? Just a year?
1956.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
Okay, hey, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have completed some postgraduate.
Thank you, sir. Now, are you registered to vote in Ohio or like many people, are you not registered?
I am definitely registered.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local office in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. Now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I absolutely will vote. I am also a precinct election official here in Franklin County. So I have to vote or lose my position as a precinct worker. So
should I record your answers? That's almost certain to vote, so we can move forward.
If that's the highest, you can't go with absolutely. Yes,
okay.
I am almost certain to vote unless I die between now and then.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, thinking about that, well, we hope that doesn't happen, okay? Now, thinking about that direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which Columbus is headed?
I am, what was the next after very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
I'm somewhat satisfied. There's one or two things I don't like about it, but in general, I'm satisfied.
I understood. Now, below is the list of issues. And please, sir, select three that are the most important to you. I'm going to read it, and as I move along, you can interrupt me, and then I will continue, just in case you want to change your mind, okay? Now, remember, three of them.
Okay.
The first one, property taxes is one of the issues, racial inequity. Housing.
Racial inequity.
Inequity, okay. Housing. Jobs in the economy. Education.
Housing.
Housing, okay. And city budget and spending. Crime, violence. Criminal justice reform. Transportation. Access to abortion. Legalizing marijuana. Or health care. So you need one more.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Access to abortion.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward.
I also am very positive about them legalizing marijuana, but...
Understood.
Go ahead.
Okay, I understood. So that's on the record. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or never heard of people or personal groups, you let me know, okay? Now, the first one is Ms. Megan Gilger from 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, I do not know what position she has.
How about Emmanuel? Emmanuel Remy. Recognize the name?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, how about Nancy Akauer from 0 to 10?
I don't know her name either.
Okay, how about Shannon Hardy? Same question.
I'm sorry, just a second. Let me, I'm rolling up my window. What was the last one?
Shannon Harding. Recognize the name?
Yes, I've heard of her.
Okay.
Yes.
From 0 to 10, what number should we give
her? If 10 is the highest, I would give her a 10.
Okay. How about the Columbus City Council? Same, 0 to 10.
I give them a 9.
Okay. And if,
You have... Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. The only thing I don't like about what they do is when a position comes, I don't like the way they seem to be in that cycle, that when a position comes open, they seem to appoint someone. It's almost like they're having someone resign on purpose so that the person can take their place and run as an incumbent. And I that irritates me a little.
Understood. Now, moving forward, how about the Fraternal Order of Police? From 0 to 10, you have an opinion about warm and favorable?
I would give them a 7.
Okay. And how about a Farkham Jetri? Did that name sound, rings a bell?
What was it again? I'm sorry.
Farkham Jetri from 0 to 10.
That name does not ring a bell. I'm sorry.
Okay. How about Shayla Faber from 0 to 10?
That name rings a bell, but I don't have an impression of the name. It's
Understood. How about Mr. Nick Bankstone from 0 to 10?
I don't know that name at all. Sorry.
Okay. No, let's move forward. How about Lourdes Barroso de Padilla? Does that ring a bell?
It does not ring a bell.
Okay. How about Adrian?
It sounds like...
Go ahead.
It sounds like someone we meet on city council or something. I can tell you that.
Understood. Okay.
We need a higher equity and things.
Understood. And we're going to talk about that as we move forward. Now, how about Adrian Hood from 0 to 10?
No impression of the name.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. How about Rob Dorans, 0 to 10?
Wow, I don't know any of these names. I'm afraid I probably should. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. How about Louis Gill?
No.
No? Okay. Now, let's move forward to a different topic. Now, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and required them to live in 9 distant areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or where they live, you will have the opportunity to vote in all 9 candidates. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. Second one. I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue to work they have been doing. First one or second one?
Oh, dear. I would be concerned. For example, I would never vote for a Republican.
No, I'm just. But that's why it says that, and that's why it says it, even if neither is exactly right. But thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Yes. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for a Farkham Jetri or Nick Bankstone? If you have to decide.
What were the names?
The first one is, remember, this is for the City Council, okay? If the election were held today. Will you vote for Farkham Jetri or Nick Bankstone? If you have to decide, you have to choose.
Okay. Now, if I knew if they were Republican or Democrat, I would vote for the Democrat. But I wonder if both of those are Democrats.
We can move forward. Okay.
That's sorry.
No problem. No, that's okay. It's just not required to read verbatim, so in order not to influence your opinion.
I understand.
So, you know, that's all I have reading and, with them. Now, we can move forward. Would you like to move forward?
Yes.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Octauer? Any of them? If you have to choose today for the City Council?
Is that last name, is it Hightower, H-I-G-H-T-O-W-E-R?
No, it's not.
Oh. Well, not knowing their party,
yes,
I tend to vote for the woman.
Okay. Thank you. So that would be Ms. Nancy Day.
Yes.
Now you.
I'm very left wing.
Okay, I understand. Now, if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Raimi? If you have to decide, if you have to choose today.
What was the second name?
Emmanuel Raimi?
I would vote for Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Now, someone with experience that knows how to get things done in local government, or someone with bold, innovative ideas to change how things have been done? First one or second one?
I like innovative.
Okay. So should I record that as a second one as your answer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about the candidates running for Columbus City Council. Now, please, sir, rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for City Council, and 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. And this will be in November 2023. Here's the first one. Now, Louis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Louis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city, and listening to personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of the Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Louis is running for City Council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. Now, from 0 to 10, how most likely will be for you to vote for Louis?
I'm sorry for Louis, but his statement included being an endorsed Republican. So that part of the statement alone would make him a 0 on my book.
Okay, let's move to the next one. Now, Nancy Octauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human services needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate to marginalized communities. From 0 to 10, how likely will that make you to vote for her? Okay, thank you.
10.
Now, let's move forward. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day? Octauer. And if you have
Nancy,
okay.
Nancy.
Now, I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people make about the candidates running for City Council. Now, please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidates for City Council, if 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for them. Now, here's the first one. Emmanuel Raimi is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the Sheriff of the Public Safe Environment Communities. Under Raimi's directions, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping to the city, and create new jobs during his time on City Council. Now, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in the youth of a program, and invested over millions of dollars in a gun violence prevention program. As he endorses the Democrat, he is running for the re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Now the next one. Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community. A Columbus native who raised Lyndon Hood and dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for policy to end, policy to end the police brutality and reduce gun violence. She's now running for city council to create the change we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of the zip code. For 0 to 10.
I liked everything that she said in there, so I would, with what she said, I would say it's 10, more likely.
Thank you, sir. And we're almost done, okay? Now, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for the Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Wright, if you had to choose?
So the woman must be the Republican. I don't know.
We can move forward.
I'm sorry. I really can't bring myself to vote for a Republican as long as Republican is the party of Trump.
No, and I understand. You know, it's a mixed emotion. we can move forward. Okay. Now, okay. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people make about candidates that are running for city council. Now, sir, please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A 5 means that statement makes you know more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means you much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council, November 2023. Now, the first one, Nick Bankston, is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankstons understand the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop and the communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. From 0 to 10.
A 10.
Okay. And first-hand Jackie come to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He's faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful business, and served as a vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He's running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. For 0 to 10.
A 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, again, sometimes over the service like this, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. If you remember election for Columbus City Council, we're hoping that would you vote for Farhan Jeffy or Nick Bankston?
I would vote for Nick as the endorsed Democrat.
Okay, so that would be Mr. Barnes. Okay, thank you, Nick Barnes. Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Candidate A, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets. Candidate B, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. First one or second one?
Second one.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you think that Columbus City Council has done too much, too little, or the right amount on the issues of crime and public safety in the last 2 years? What's your opinion?
I think the right amount.
Next, I'm going to read you some information about actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Now, sir, please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable toward the council, if 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that action makes you feel less favorable towards the city council. Any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Now, the Columbus City Council approved a $20 million in funding for youth programming focuses on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Now, the Columbus City Council approved a $200 million over the next 4 years to invest in housing affordability in Central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city regardless of their income, for 0 to 10.
10.
Now, the Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the North Shore, for 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis so the police can focus on violence emergencies.
10.
And the Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City school students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market, for 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment to the ballot in November in Ohio. And if it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adults ages 20 and older in Ohio. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio, or would you vote no to oppose the amendment?
I may have misunderstood what you said, but I thought you said it was a constitutional amendment.
Okay, let me read it again. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio.
That's,
and if it passes...
That's not true. It's legalized marijuana issue is citizen-initiated legislation or law. It is not a constitutional amendment.
Either way, I intend
to vote yes on legalizing marijuana.
Yes, to support the amendment. Okay. And as you may know, and thank you for correcting me. Now, as you may know, there will be an issue on the ballot to pass an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements at a collected rate, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a home in commencement in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the measure, or would you vote no to oppose the measure?
I would vote yes.
To support the measure, no. Just for a statistical purpose so we can finish this up, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I am single.
Okay, and are you the parent or guardian of children under the age of 18? No, okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
A Democrat.
Okay, believe me, but I have to read verbatim, but, I know.
Okay. I know.
Now, do you consider yourself as a strong or not that strong Democrat?
I consider myself a very strong Democrat.
Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Just had a talk about this with my sister. I consider myself as liberal as you can get, so
Very liberal. Okay, thank you. And from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that was 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $30,000.
Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. Now, thank you very much, sir, for taking the time to help us and share your opinion. This concludes the service. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
There was not a question about the bodily autonomy amendment, the pro-choice abortion amendment. You didn't have a question about that?
No, there was nothing about the pro-choice amendment.
It's basically just
touch a little bit on the issue of marijuana, and then the rest of it was focused on the politicians. Thank you for your time, very much.
Make sure you follow up and check on that question about the legalizing marijuana, because that's really, I know for a fact it's not a constitutional amendment.
Okay, I will look into that. Thank you, sir, for letting me know, okay?
Appreciate it. Yep.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Very educational. Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.